Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Lauren, Sharpie, Steve, and Chris. Welcome.
I'm trying to think of how to say hello.
Ni hao.
Hello.
Oh, ni hao. I like the ni hao.
Hello. Yes.
Ooh, look at this multilingual.
That's my Asian by association. Ni hao. That's all I know how to say. That and I'm full.
Get down with your
wife.
Why
does
that not surprise me?
I did. Oh. Because you have to tell your Chinese mom, your Chinese grandma, that you're full. So my husband taught me it's like, whoa, chabala.
So, wait,
whoa, chabala, y'all.
You know how to say, I'm hungry, step away from my dessert, and I'm full.
Exactly.
That's right.
Whoa, chabala. I'm sure you say it differently.
Lauren's like, that's my wine glass.
Yeah. I'd rather break it over your head than give it to you to drink.
Cool. All right, so today we're going to do a quick little show, we think. It never works out that way. We all know that. But anyway, we're going to do a quick little show based on a listener question. Chris, you received the listener question, so please tell me what it is.
Okay, this comes from Charlotte, and she's in the UK. And she writes, "Hi, Chris. I love Mouse Chat and listen all the time. You're my favorite." Okay, I made that part
no.
up.
No.
She's lying.
Hi, Chris.
Did she say she loves your hair, too?
And her shoes.
Yeah, and my shoes. Yeah. No, but she did say she loves Mouse Chat and listens all the time. "The information you give out in the show has really helped me plan my trips. I just wondered if you could help me with something I'm unsure about. I'm traveling from the UK to Walt Disney World next September, staying on site for 3 weeks. I'm getting married in Florida. Congratulations. And 23 of my family and friends are joining me. Most of them have not been to Walt Disney World before, although this will be my fourth time. So I'm doing all the planning. This is my first time using My Disney Experience. We apologize in advance. And I'm currently trying to link us all up. My question is, and I know that this is Lauren's area of expertise. I need
I
to
have
book.
One of those?
Yes, yes. You have many areas of expertise. Whenever I have a tumbling question, who do I come to first?
I am
you.
The one to go to for that, yeah.
Exactly.
And Lauren has a great BS detector.
Yes. I certainly don't go to Chris Sharp's when I want to know anything about tumbling. Anyway, but
I
could.
I would think he'd be a natural with that.
Yeah, well, when you're out of town.
I would tell you to consult your local dryer.
Very nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a good one. I will give you that one. Okay.
You have such a dry sense of humor.
Don't, please.
Don't encourage him.
I know. I'm a wash up.
It's a holiday. Come on, practically. It's practically Christmas. That's all I want for Christmas is for the puns to. Okay. I love them. What can I say?
A punny right. Christmas.
Poor Charlotte. You know what? Charlotte's sitting here listening to the show. And in like a couple weeks, Charlotte's going to be listening to this on pins and needles going, oh, thank you. They're answering my questions.
And
instead.
Like,
and then instead, we're going to put her through the ringer.
Hey, you know what?
I just
you have
hit her.
To work for your answers.
I hit her. Anyway. Okay. Okay. So where am I? Okay. And as I said, this
something about how I'm really good at whatever this question
yeah,
is.
Yeah. I just was being nice to you because you have to fly early in the morning and I want to perk you up. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I need to book 7 ADRs. And if somebody's new and doesn't know, ADR is advanced dining reservation. That's Disney lingo for all 23 of us to eat together in the first week, including the day of the wedding. What's the best way to make these for such a large group, Ohana, to give me the best chance of getting all these reservations? We really want to eat at Ohana's. Oh, she already wrote that. On my wedding day and be our guest at some point in the week. Okay, that might be tricky. Any advice you could give me would be great, as I know you have done large groups before. I'm nervous of not getting these ADRs and disappointing my group as I'm trying to sell Disney to them. Charlotte, you came to the right place. Go ahead. Hit it, Lauren.
And what we're
going to
tell
Lauren
you is to divide up into smaller subgroups.
Well, that's
no,
true.
This is totally
Maybe.
Doable.
Okay.
This is totally doable. So, Charlotte, you want to first, you want to, for My Disney Experience, you want to go in and for each room, you need to create one My Disney Experience account. And then from your account, you want to invite each group to be your friends and family. And then once you invite the one room, you can go in and invite the whole room under that reservation number.
Yeah. That's how we all met.
That is how we met. It was so special.
It really was.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
So once you do that, you'll be able to book all of their ADRs and their fast passes for them. So you don't have to worry about anything. If you have trouble, there is an 800 number you can call. And it's listed on the website that will that they can help you link them all up.
Can I say something? Would they have, they'd probably have like, I wonder if they have access to that in the UK.
There's got to be a help number on there.
Okay. I know
if
that
they're expecting them to do it, there's got to be a help number on
there. I have a couple of international clients and they've had nothing but good things to say about using My Disney Experience. So I guess it's not a big deal.
Right.
I'm glad
yeah.
some group likes it.
As far as the ADRs go, if you go in, some of the restaurants are going to let you book for, you know, 20 people. Some of them, you're going to have to call the restaurant directly. It may be easier for you to call dining ahead of time and find out if the restaurants you're looking for are restaurants that will allow you to book through Disney Dining, or if they're ones that you have to book directly with the restaurant. That would be my recommendation. Like, call ahead of time and get that information. They can give you the phone number that you can call for each hotel if you do, for each restaurant if you have to call ahead of time. And then you can determine if you can, you might be able to book some of them online and you might have to call for some of them.
I love that she's doing Ohana on her wedding day, because
I do too. Ohana means family.
Well, and it's very lively and cheerful, but it's also really good with groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And family means nobody gets left behind.
And everybody gets a ton of meat.
Well, unless...
Yeah, I thought Ohana meant bring me more chicken.
It does, but... actually. And that shrimp, you know, the shelled shrimp. You see the guys with the big piles in front of them and you're like, go for it.
See, I would go to Ohana just for the bread and the dessert.
That is good.
That's true.
Salad. I don't need anything else. Salad. That's all I need. Just give me a big thing of bread and a big thing of dessert all to myself and I'm good to go.
The salad is good.
See, I have to have the pork dumplings.
Oh, those are good too. So is the lo mein.
Yeah, amazing. Love Ohana.
Well, Sharpie, now I'm hungry.
Yeah. Sharpie had a good idea, I think, also is... it's very hard to keep a big group together and happy the whole time because someone always wants to go shopping or someone needs a bathroom break or they
and heaven help you if there are kids in the group.
Yeah, and you're
don't agree.
So you're kind of coming and going a lot. So maybe you could split up at some points and then meet for your ADR, your dining reservations.
Yeah, like do those two meals together if you can. But and another suggestion that I have is to do a buffet. Because that way everyone gets what they want when they want it. There's no waiting on servers. I don't know. With a group that large, it is very difficult to do.
Well, we've done 20 people. What did we have? 21 people at Chef's that one time. And I found the service was pretty good back in, what was it, August?
Yeah.
It's doable.
Where?
Chef's de France.
That was good.
My thought on this is if you are organized, you can make this happen without a problem. I go every year with my family and we go with anywhere from 12 people to 27 people. And we stay together the whole time. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, rides, everything.
I think the opposite
in the world?
I will
because
have to...
they all just follow me. They're like little.
Oh, so they know better than to step out of line.
It's like a Brazilian group.
But you're,
so
you're...
Lauren, did you just volunteer to lead Charlotte's group?
Charlotte, if you want to take me, I will happily lead your group. Not a problem.
The thing is, you have a really tight-knit family. I've had the opposite experience with clients where they've said, you know, like maybe, like a couple of years ago, I had four sisters and their parents. So it was five rooms. And by the time the planning process was finished, they were all about to kill each other. And so what I learned from that is you need to have one person in charge.
Oh, yeah.
So the like in what I'll do is I'll say, well, okay, you're probably going to be the one person who talks to me and we'll do all the reservations together. And, you know, maybe you can have some family meetings and stuff like that, because, you know, at one point the sisters had all made different dining reservations. And so they were all going to kill each other. And so I'm canceling reservations and trying to put people together. It was a mess. So I would say, you know, you have to have someone who's kind of in charge of everything. And also be really flexible, because there are going to be people who want to go off and do their own thing. And you shouldn't be, you know, offended by that if, you know, you have a family
that
maybe...
You shouldn't let them.
No, seriously, you kind of have to. Like, some of my groups will want to go to Universal. You know, people with older kids might want to head to Universal one day. People with the younger kids might do a pool. You know, you have to just be flexible. And like Steve said, and Sharpie, maybe meet up for dinner.
Now, Lauren, with your family, do you do it like a Chinese fire drill where they all hold the rope?
No.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Everybody I have a flag.
You
flag,
see
the little
preschool kids doing that.
I like it. Yeah.
No, we all, I mean, we have it down to a science, though.
But even when we've had the Mouse Chat meetups and we've had about that many people and we're going around eating around the world,
you lose people.
Yeah. Like, we're so-and-so. Oh, they're still buying an egg roll in China.
So. Well, where's look Chris? At us, though. Well, we lose
in the bathroom.
We lose certain people in shops.
Usually children. Hey.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my gosh. Remember, we were losing all our kids. Let's not sugarcoat it.
Yeah, we lost
our
kids,
like,
too.
Where's Brooke? Where's Sophie? Like, wandering around.
Yep. We left them back in Canada.
We did. It was
hard. It can be difficult. Yeah. But it does help to have, like, a one person in charge of maybe talking to whoever you're dealing with.
And I'm always willing to volunteer anybody who wants me to come with them. It's never a problem.
Well, then the next thing to do is, after you do the Disney World one, and if you enjoy it next time, do a Disney cruise.
Yeah, that's so easy.
Well, the thing that's nice about a cruise when you've got a big group is...
they can't get off the ship.
Yeah. Well, you're still technically together if you're on the ship together, and then you always meet up for dinner at the same time. And if you decide to hang out by the pool or do this activity or that activity or go to this port, you can. Lisa, but you're still saying you're vacationing together.
Are you telling me that when we go on that Norway cruise, I don't have to do trivia with you this time?
I'm not saying that. No.
I was going to say, she didn't go that far.
No.
You
read
trivia.
Way too far into this.
She made me do trivia, and I was like,
you'll
what?
You'll be doing trivia, towel folding, and napkin folding.
I would like the napkin folding.
I believe we rocked trivia.
Yeah, that's because she knew all the answers. I just sat there.
Lisa is an awesome trivia partner.
Thank you. I'll take Sharpie. We'll pun our way through
it. Yeah, you guys would be good at that. Steve and I could sit up, you know, pretend to be watching the kids. Oh, they're around somewhere.
That's what happened.
That is what happened. You and Kevin came up. They're like, where are the kids? I don't know. I honest to God had no idea.
Mary thought Joseph had them. Joseph thought Mary had them.
Yes.
Where was Jesus?
That was like one of my...
And Lisa had them.
That was my nadir of parenting. I did not know where my children were. But it was a ship.
That's
they were
why
probably
the cruise
not
is awesome. You can go watch a film. You can go... shop a little, go get some food.
You can abandon
relax,
your kids.
We were right there supervising the swimming. They were in one of the pools.
There's
you
so
were
many
not.
Pools on this
in the, we were in the lounge chairs eating ice cream.
And yeah, you get ice cream. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That was awesome.
So yeah, so have fun at Disney World.
Yes.
And
and
if everybody likes
listening.
It, go take a cruise.
And can I say one more thing? A couple of weeks ago when we were down for, y'all were at Earmark and I was at IAPA, we met Allison, and we haven't said hello to Allison yet, and we said we'd say hi to her on the show.
Did we say hi last time?
Are you losing it?
What?
You just want to suck up to Allison and say
hi again. Hi, I want
to
say hi again.
Yeah, you told your
family.
Whole story.
I'm not even going to remotely comment on that.
I don't even
one.
Remember. Whatever.
Wow.
That was another, I met another Allison. In Epcot.
Nice save.
Yeah.
Right.
I was in Epcot.
Wow.
Yeah.
On Maelstrom, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was on Maelstrom. We were like looking at the trolls.
Last week?
It was.
Yeah. Well,
Chris
okay.
has been to Disney World. I mean, literally.
I was there more this last, I don't know, it's ridiculous.
She was there like over the weekend and then came back and then had like 2 days off, then flew down, then came back.
She comes back this weekend.
She was there on Monday and she flies back on and she goes back on Friday.
I know. That's bad. But that's because I moved to Georgia and I feel like I have an annual pass and it's so close. I can't help it.
You're like, I'm going to go to Whole Foods. I'll be back tonight. You come back with a Mickey ice cream bar and Kevin's like, do they have those at Whole Foods?
Kevin's going to start hiding Christmas.
I do spend a lot of time at Whole Foods.
I got to a Mickey bar, Kevin.
Yeah, we need to clue him in.
Yeah, I know.
These shopping sprees for Christmas gifts? Mm-mm.
Yeah, I did go to Toys R Us today. So
in Orlando.
Like, yes. I need to go return something, Kevin. I'll be back in a little while.
It's so close. You know what I discovered? Can I just say this and it's totally off topic? I realized I did the math yesterday. It's really a 5-hour commitment from my house to Orlando if I fly, but it's only 7.5 if I take a car, so I'm driving from now on.
Yeah.
It pretty much is. It's very, very close.
It is close. It's the best thing ever.
I like the control of having a car, too.
I like the control of independence. Having a car, too.
Yep.
Even if it is your car.
I know.
Unlike the time that Chris Wood parked her, was trying to save money and parked her $12 a day rental car in valet at the Grand Floridian. And spent more in parking than she did on the rental car.
I didn't realize. They said it was $20. I'm like, awesome. I'll see you Friday or whatever it was. I pick it up and it's like $80. I said, what?
Oh my God.
Okay, so that's a daily fee? Can I?
God.
Can I tell you something else? And I thought of you, Steve, when this happened. So I was in a hurry to get to my client's wedding, and my client's wedding was right outside of Boardwalk. So I'm like, I'm going to live it up. I'm going to valet it. So I valet parked the car, and then I ran to the wedding. And then Bob asked me later on, he said, what color is your car? And I said, oh my gosh, I have no idea. So I was so glad I had valet parked it.
I've seen you walk through the parking lot beeping the thing, trying to find the car. I know it's here someplace. It's black. And then we walk up to the car. It's
whatever. All I really care about is getting there.
So. That always cracks me up. I'm like, do you even know what kind of car you have?
But this was the worst one because I literally, and I told Bob it was white. Do you want to know what color it was? Red.
You really need to start taking a selfie of you with the car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good
and
idea.
Like a newspaper so you know the date.
No, here's another. So, yeah, because when we go to get on a flight with Chris Wood, she literally pulls out of her purse an airline ticket. No, an airline ticket from a totally different day.
Okay, so that's
different,
not exactly
from a
correct.
Different flight.
A different trip.
Yeah, and then she gives it to the person while we're in line to get on the plane, and it
like,
doesn't scan.
Excuse me, miss.
And this hasn't happened once. This happens like multiple times. She doesn't throw them away. She just puts them back in her purse. And
it's
then she
not
just
my purse because I recycling. I will. It's my computer bag. My computer bag because I will tell you.
Wait
and I
a
can,
second. I've seen your backpack. It's
I know.
Not
it's. I always wrote. Do I not carry a different purse like every day of the week? Practically,
she does. She does.
So you know that it wasn't my purse. I would just like to say.
Oh yeah,
it was your
she
travel bag.
She doesn't have to deny it, but she denies it wasn't her purse.
Whatever.
It was her bag that she carried.
I don't
her,
care
yes.
that people think I'm disorganized. I think I don't want them to think that I don't change my.
And you know
bag.
How many people like when they want to get so on the plane and they're like staring at you. They're all like glaring at you, and then. Versus they're like, oh, this is a ticket from last week.
But you know what? My boarding pass. Do you know what? My boarding pass was on my phone yesterday, and I said Steve would be so proud of
Thank
me.
Thank God.
I should have taken a picture of it.
You should have taken a picture of your phone with your phone?
Well, I couldn't. No, because I could have, like, you know,
could have
done
taken a picture of
the
screenshot. Yeah, and then you would have then you would have that boarding pass for next week when you go down. Hold on. Which picture is it?
Stop it. Leave me alone.
These are all, see, you guys are all learning things now.
Yes. I put these in an album. I just can't find it.
Yes. Oh, well.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, wait. It's Bizarro Chris. Thank you, Steve.
So are we saying that Chris is a little flighty?
Mm-mm. Yes. I get so excited when I go to Disney World that I don't care about anything else. I got to go. I got to get there. So that's it.
Oh, okay. With that lovely wrap up,
thank you.
I'm going to grab it, and I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. Don't forget to contact one of our agents if you're interested in booking a vacation to Disney World Land or any other Disney.
Yeah, because Chris is very knowledgeable. She'll
yeah, can you
just
trust
park,
her?
Yeah, park your car over at the Grand Floridian. It's only $20 for as long as.
Stop it!
Just leave it.
Length of stay.
Come on. No, you know what? That was a very simple mistake, Steve Griswold.
And
I'm going to hurt you.
Seriously. All right.
I'm
contact us if you care to entrust some of these people with your vacation needs.
I haven't screwed one up yet.
Okay. Yet. If you like our shows, please go to iTunes or to mousechat.net and you can download them there. If you've got any questions or comments for us, and I'm sure you've got a pocket full of them after this show, go ahead and send those to us as well, and those will be at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a laugh. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.